There is a loneliness to illness, a child's desire to be pitied and seen. But it is precisely this recognition that is elusive. How can you explain and identify your condition if no one has any grasp of what it is you suffer from, and the symptoms wax and wane? How do you describe a disease that's not always there? The hardest thing to convey to doctors or friends was the debilitating fatigue, which many other patients I knew experienced as well. Complaining of fatigue sounds like moral weakness. In New York City, tired is normal. But the fatigue of physical dysfunction, I came to recognize, is as different from normal sleep deprivation as COVID-19 is from the common cold. It was not caused by needing sleep, I thought, but by my body's cellular conviction that it needed to conserve energy in order to fix whatever was wrong. The feeling erased my will, the sense of identity that drives most of us. The worst part of my fatigue was the loss of an intact sense of self. It wasn't just that I suffered brain fog. It wasn't just the loss of self that sociologists talk about in connection with chronic illness, in which everything you know about yourself disappears and you have to build a different life. Rather, as I got sicker that winter, I no longer had the sense that I was a distinct person. On most days, I felt like a mechanism that moved arduously through the world, simply trying to complete its tasks. Sitting upright at my father's birthday dinner at a quiet restaurant required a huge act of will. Normally, absorption in a task, an immersive flow, can lead you to forget that you feel pain. But my fatigue made such a state impossible. To be sick in this way is to have the unpleasant feeling that you are impersonating yourself. When you're sick, the act of living is more act than living.